great
this call is being recorded.
Let thy limitless gifts of every good thing pour out upon the earth their mighty blessings and happiness for all mankind, that a great song of praise may burst forth from the heart of humanity in eternal gratitude for thy splendor, which is poured out to all. Let thy pure love flow forth from the heart of the secret love star and drench the earth with that golden pink liquid light that bathes us all in thy ecstasy and glory. So, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here, now, we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of a Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure above the Earth and onward to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. By the power and might of a thousand suns, we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing as you take several deep cleansing breaths, just relaxing and letting go with each breath, just finding yourself becoming more and more centered within yourself. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. And breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself go a little bit deeper into full relaxation. Just letting go of the outside world and becoming more and more centered within yourself. 5. 4. Three, feeling yourself falling deeper and deeper, letting go. 2. And 1. Now completely relaxed. Put your attention now in your etheric body, your energy body, and become aware of the 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated within all of you. And focus on the alignment of those chakras, but specifically focus on the feeling within the chakra centers, the vibrational frequency as it rises. Feel the feelings there. Become aware of the sensation within each chakra center as you move up the scale, starting from the Earth Star chakra just below your feet. See that as a deep earth brown color. But more than just seeing the color, feel it. Feel the vibration within that color, within the intensity of that color, and each ascending one following. Now moving up to the root chakra. See that as a deep deep ruby red color, bright, bright ruby red. Feel the energy there. Feel the vibration there. Feel the connection there. Moving up to solar plexus area. Bright, brilliant yellow is the sun. Moving to the heart center. Deep blue green. The healing center. The center, the midpoint between the four lower chakras and the four upper chakras. The high heart center, magenta. Chakra at the throat area, sky blue. See a bright, bright, brilliant blue sky. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead. Purple or indigo. To the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now if you focus on all of these chakra centers and the corresponding connection to the glandular structures within your body that associate with each and every one of these chakra centers, know that as you raise the vibration within each chakra, you are raising the vibration within the corresponding gland as well, and thereby bringing balance to the entire physical body, astral body, and etheric body. And always remember, healing is all about finding balance and finding the resonance within each of the centers, within each of the body parts. Resonance is always about vibration and consciousness. Now, bring all of the chakra centers, merge them all together as one into the soul star chakra. And as you know, forming the Merkaba light vehicle or your light body. And in this small vehicle or ship, if you want to call it that, find your conscious knowing self moving into that. See that, visualize that as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. And then let yourself move up in that Merkaba light vehicle, up in your light body. Find yourself moving higher and higher, leaving your physical form behind. Get that sensation of rising up and leaving the physical body. Almost as if you were to pass over at the time of death, although of course you are still connected to your physical body now. But if you were to leave it at the time of death, you would feel this experience of literally leaving your physical body behind you. Know that as you do this each time in these sessions, that you are experiencing that which you would experience at the time of death. But you are not going through the death process. You are actually more going through the birth process in this experience. Finding your light body once again, remembering it. Now move up through the roof of the building, wherever you are, up into the clouds, the sky. Feel the sunlight on you as you move higher and higher, and the light becomes brighter and brighter. And move all the way up until you pass the Earth's atmosphere and become aware of all of our millions of ships that are out here surrounding the Earth. in all in various stages of appearance, of what you would call docking, some moving, all mostly cloaked, but in your fourth and fifth dimensional expression as you are now, you can freely see the ships. So it is not just your imagination that is causing this. Even though you are visualizing what you are experiencing, the visualization is more real than you can possibly believe. But believe it, and it is so. So become aware of all of the ships and the connection of those ships to the heavenly bodies, the planets of the solar system, the sun, how all is connected, and to the earth, to Gaia, and how everything is connected as one energy, sieve, energy flowing everywhere between the ships, between the planets. But you can't see with your physical eyes in the third dimension. You can now see with your third eye in the higher dimensional frequencies. You can literally see the energy flowing everywhere, connecting all as one. The energy coming from high beyond the solar system out into the galaxy, to the central sun of this galaxy. Energy flowing freely through all of the planets of the, or the planets within the galaxy, the suns within the galaxy. All the way to the sun of the solar system. Again, out through all of the planets and the ships. All moving the energy, taking the energy in. You can see it as waves of energy. Various colors even. And how they are moving down through the atmosphere of the earth and going to the earth, striking the earth. Energies, waves of energy. Symbolized now by what has just occurred, both your solar eclipse that happened not too long ago, and now the lights in the sky, the signs of the times. How everything is exploding now with light and love and higher expression of oneness. You may not see it, but you feel it. Even if you did not see the signs in the skies, you did not see the lights, you felt it. You all felt it deep within you. Even if it was not at a conscious knowing, you felt it at a deeper level within you. And you will find that the more that you move out into nature and into the sunlight, how the sun has expanded its light, its energy, and how the rays of light are coming down stronger and stronger. This is what is happening. This is what is causing the transformation here on the planet. How energy frequency, frequency vibration is increasing everywhere and raising the light quotient across the planet. That more and more and more people, even at an unconscious level, are taking this light and this energy within their bodies, and it is transforming their very bodies, if they can be in this higher vibrational frequency. If they cannot, then they will not experience what you can experience at this time. So now allow yourselves, wherever you are, if you're still in your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle high above the earth, or if you've let yourself come back down to the surface of the earth. Just simply feel the energies. Feel what we feel in our ships, what we know in our ships, what we have every single moment of every day. And we have these expressions of light moving through us. We can then express that light, express that love, express that oneness out, just as you all will be doing, are doing now, and will be doing more and more of, spreading your light as you receive it from the cosmos. You will then express it out to more and more and more people who are ready to experience it. Again, even if it is not at a conscious knowing level, we will still be taking this energy in, just as we in our ships take the energy in. Now, let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form. Come back in your light body. Merge back into your physical body, bringing your astral and etheric, all connecting back once again with your physical form. But as always, bring that light, that energy, that higher vibrational feeling that you may have felt, and bring it back in with you. Let it move through your entire body now. Feel your body electrified by this light, by this energy, by this love. Feel it everywhere in your body. Know that this light, this higher vibrational light, as it moves through your body, it is what you might call metamorphosizing your body, changing it slowly, but changing it nevertheless from a carbon-based structure to a crystalline-based structure. Your cells in your body becoming more and more crystallized. Your DNA connecting once again beyond the 2 to the 12. Slowly at first, but will, as the times move ahead, as the vibrational frequency continues to increase, will become more and more connected once again, back to the original 12, and even beyond that. Now let yourselves come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Ashtar. I come to be with you at this time, in these times of great changes and, yes, signs in the skies that are being shown to you. Again, for those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, but more and more are having those eyes to see, more and more are becoming aware of these signs of the times, of the changes that are transforming the very earth and the very bodies that you are all in. These are momentous times that you are finding yourselves now, that you have been creating for many, many lifetimes leading to this point. leading to this very point in your time frame, but on the new timeline, not the old timeline, but the new timeline of your creation. You are moving to that point where some would call it the finish line. But always know that there is never an end, just as there is never a beginning. There is always moving on, moving on, moving on. Yes, you are at a point where you will find the end of one part of your journey and the beginning of a new part of your journey. This is where you are now, or what some are calling, many have been calling, the end of the movie, the end of the show. Again, as there is an end of one part, there is a beginning of another. You are going to find yourselves moving into that new beginning, or what some are calling a new phase. And we like to use that term, the phase. The phase one, the phase two, the phase three, etc. Yes, indeed, you are moving into that new phase now, what you might call the phase two. Some call it phase three. But regardless of where you are in understanding of this, know that it is a new beginning that you are coming to. And we in our ships, all across the planet, all around the planet, over the planet, within the planet, we are all here to assist in this process. First, to assist in ways of bringing the energy to you. That has been our mission for some time now. To raising the light and bringing the light down through the sun and to the earth. From the many suns beyond this sun, the energy flowing freely, and we being the ones that transmute it and allow it to be lessened somewhat so that those of you that are ready for it can take this light, can take this energy into your physical bodies and not have it blow your physical bodies apart. For that is what it would do if we were not transmuting it, not bringing it down in lower frequency so that you can handle it. We have our missions, just as you have your mission. And our mission is rapidly changing now. We are moving from sending the light, bringing the light down to you, transmuting it, so you can handle it, to letting it come through more and more fully now. And we are at the ready. All of us, our millions of ships, are at the ready now, waiting for that signal. The signal that has already been given upon your surface. And yes, indeed, it has been given. The go signal, the green light, whatever you want to call it, has already been given. And we are waiting now for our signal to come. And when that does, we shall show ourselves everywhere across the skies, where even those that have not had the eyes to see will have the vision now. It will be as they will not be able to see it. They will not be able to witness the signs in the skies. So the signs in the skies right now are just at a beginning phase. And it will increase cosmic signs, physical signs from our ships are going to increase now more and more. Many will look up into the night sky and see our ships streaking across the sky. Then there will still be those that look to the sky and do not see us, or see a flash of light and discount it as a satellite or as some kind of phenomenon that is not associated with us. But those of you in the know, you will look upon those signs, you will look upon our light, and you will know, and you will remember the connection that you have to the stars and to those of us that come from the stars, just as all of you have come from the stars. I am Ashtar, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to look to the sky for the signs to continue beyond anything you could possibly imagine at this point. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Hum. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana, is here, and we are ready to continue with this program. Program of bringing you understanding, this program of bringing you training, moving you along to the next level of your being, the next part of your mission. And that part of your mission is indeed coming here, where you are going to be dispersing much more light. Even at an unconscious level, you will be dispersing your light just because you are the light. You are the love. You are the connection to the higher God source within you. And that connection, that light and that love and that energy will be going out to more and more people around you as you simply walk through your stores or walk past the various people, and they will feel the energy, they will feel the light within them, and it will begin to transpose them as well, just as you have been transposing over a period of time here. We are ready for your questions, if you have them.
I have a question. In the past couple of weeks, I've been noticing that my wanting to eat certain foods, such as this regular dinners like I usually have, has been being curtailed. I don't crave the meals that I usually had. And I'm just wondering if that's because I'm changing to fourth/fifth dimension. And if so, will I just be eating nothing, just trying to get as much sunlight as I can?
It is all part of the process, dear one, all part of the transformation process that is occurring here. And you will find as your body continues to become lighter and lighter that you will not need the nourishment or the various foods that you have been accustomed to having, those dense foods. Much will become lighter in terms of the foods that you eat and in terms of the energy that these foods bring to you. It will become less and less dense. As the third dimensional expression of the body is a very dense expression, but it will require less and less of those foods over a period of time. You are beginning to experience this, and it will likely increase as you become aware of it more and more and more. Do not be concerned, though. You will not go from 0 to 60 in 2 seconds here. You will be going through a transformation. So you will not go from eating various foods to not eating anything at this point. It will come over, again, a period of time as the energy frequencies continue to rise more and more, both within you and outside of yourselves. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
No, we have nothing to add to this.
Very good. Then we move on to next question.
I have a question.
Yes, I have a question.
The same line.
Yes.
As our bodies turn crystalline, is there a percentage that you can share with us at this time? Because I find that I'm not able to eat a lot of the same foods as well.
We are not apt to give percentages, as you are asking, just as we are not giving time frames anymore here. But just know that it is, again, a process that is occurring and will continue to increase over a period of time here. Again, as the vibrational frequencies and ensuing consciousness increases as well. Shoshana?
Thank you.
We will add a little here if you wish for us to
add. Yes, please.
Dear sister, the body can live on nothing, but that takes a very high level of consciousness and a connection to source in a big way. And this occurs on Earth. But what we will tell you that the body is being transformed as we speak. And there are more and more of you that are filling up with light. So that the idea of, as one who serves has given, denser foods or cravings, etc., is being replaced by light, you see. So the more your body fills with light, the higher consciousness that you have, the less there is of a desire for third dimensional things like dense foods, you see. So you are filling with light. Namaste.
And we would add here, the more that you find yourselves out in nature and feeling the sunlight and the higher vibrational frequency of the sun as it is more and more becoming now and bringing this light to the earth, you will find yourself even more prone to staying away from those denser foods that your body has in the past craved here. It is a process, though. Not something that will change overnight for most of you.
Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I'm intending to envision and discern the difference or split between the 3D world and the 5D world. Is the 5D world completely new and different than the old 3D world with just trees and lakes and oceans, no roads or anything like that? And we all start fresh and create everything brand new? Or is the 5D world just a higher reflection of what we already have here in this 3D world? For instance, in the 5D world, would I still have the same house and the same car, but just a higher vibration of each? Which is it?
We will say here, and we will take a quote from one of your movies, Back to the Future. And in that one, it's saying where you are going, you won't be needing roads. So in that respect, you are going to find that much indeed is going to change. Again, over a period of time, as the vibrational frequencies and consciousness continues to increase, you will find that the various attributes of the third dimension and the various material possessions and all of these things will no longer be needed, will no longer be even wanted as you have in the past here. Your cars, your various material possessions will become much, much less attractive to you over a period as the transformation and transition continues on. So eventually, we will say here, just as you have created the third dimensional expression, you will be creating the fifth dimensional expression as well. And it will not be from what you would call scratch. You will not start from nothing, but you will start from where it is. And you will find that less and less of the third dimensional expression will be required or even, again, wanted in the fifth dimensional and higher expression. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything you
Yes, we will share on this. May we share our perspective?
Yes.
Your brother.
Yes, for sure.
Your brother. Many of those that walk the earth in the third dimensional construct do not realize, are not aware that what they see and what they have and what they do is all a matter of a reflection of their consciousness within the third dimensional construct. So those that have limited resources, for example, is a reflection of their limited consciousness. Those that can have more have figured that out, have figured out that it is a reflection of their consciousness. It has always been this way. So the fifth dimension is the same. It is a reflection of the consciousness of the being that rises to the vibration of fifth dimension, you see. So in the fifth dimension, the consciousness is higher or you wouldn't be there. So that the house that you live in, for example, is of your own making. The fifth dimensional being can have any house it wants, you see, he or she wants. It does not have to be a reflection of the consciousness of the third dimensional construct, house and car, because those things are limited, you see, by the level of consciousness that the third dimensional being attains in this construct. So as you move up in vibration and move up in consciousness, there is no real concern for the house you will live in or the car you will drive. Because it is, first of all, not needed. And second of all, you basically can have any construct that you would like to create with your consciousness, you see. So it is not a reflection of the third dimension. It is completely different than the third dimension. It is almost, as one who serves has given many times, instantaneous. You think a thought and you have it, you see. In the third dimensional realm, you think a thought or you continue to think the dominant thought that you have. And time, which is a construct of the third dimension through the fourth dimension, time will delay the manifestation. In the fifth, there is no delay of manifestation. So it is completely different. You are free to travel about the universe in the fifth dimension and create anything that you want. That is the consciousness level that you reach at the fifth dimension. Namaste.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Yes. Cheers.
Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
This is going to seem like a really, really silly question, but my consciousness has created a very cluttered home. And I really am ready to get rid of everything. And I keep getting this sticking point because I want to give it away. I want to give it to somebody. I don't want to throw it out. Is that something I need to worry about or it's not going to matter?
First of all, there is no worry here. There is just a to-do. Whatever it is that you feel like you are being guided to do. To free yourselves of various attachments. In this case, you are speaking of material attachments here. And as you say, clutter. Know that as your clutter is there, you are also cluttering your consciousness as well in
right.
The same respect.
Mm-hmm.
So free yourself. free your mind, free yourself of anything that is holding you back. And if it is to let go of the various material possessions you have there, then do so. And know that the Master, the Yeshua, when he walked the earth and brought those of his disciples and those others that followed after him, he said, let go of all of your possessions. Just walk with the cloak on your back. And as you walk with that cloak on your back, if there is someone that needs the cloak, then give that to them as well. You see? So it is all a part of consciousness and how you feel guided to move through the various process that you are going through at this point. Okay, Shoshana.
Yes, we have a perspective. Dear sister, may we share our perspective?
Absolutely. Please do.
Yes, dear sister. Please listen carefully. The idea of clutter is the same as attachments, you see, to possessions. The idea of clutter is a program that is functioning in the third dimensional construct. Those that fear poverty, this is important. Those that fear that they cannot replace what they have will hang on to it. But it is a program. You have been programmed for this. You can look around and you can see many, many, many individuals that carry this so-called clutter program because it is a program of fear, you see. It is a program that you cannot replace what you have, so you must hang on to it. So it is not you. It is the program running within you. So now you are saying, oh, I just want to get rid of it. I just want to give it away because the program has been busted open. The program that you carry does not have a hold on you anymore. You have found in some way through higher consciousness thinking that this program is somewhat ridiculous, you see.
Yes.
And what we know, because we know this, that when you remove things, and often it is very painful for people to do this, when they remove their possessions and give them away, a freedom happens. Like one who serves gave, a freedom of the mind takes place, you see. So we will tell you that we know that if you clean out a closet and you give things away, It is a sense that you are no longer attached to these things, and it gives you more and more and more freedom to move around, to move about the planet, you see. So we highly approve of giving things away. And often, when you give things away and you create a void, something better replaces it, something more conducive to your consciousness replaces that, you see. So everyone, clean out your closets. Give your possessions away. Give those t-shirts and shirts and dresses and all the things that you have accumulated that you no longer wear. Give them to those that could use them, and this will free you from those attachments. Namaste.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
Yes, this is Linda. I have a question.
Yes.
I have been hearing for a month or so this like Morse code chatter in my right ear. And I've been trying to discern where it comes from within the earth, like, animals trying to contact me or some galactic connection. Can you give me some guidance on that, please?
We will just simply tell you this is a sign within you that you are moving along in this transition. And you are finding the connection to your higher God self increasing more and more. And it will likely increase here, but not to the point of being painful or too outrageous for you to handle here. For the more that you become aware of this, the more it will continue to rise and continue to move along with your rise in consciousness here. Shoshana?
Yes, we will share. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, go ahead, please. Thank you.
Dear sister, your humanness carries in this third dimensional realm 6 senses, and 1 is hearing, of course. So we would ask you to give you a fuller answer. When does this occur? Where are you when this occurs?
I'm usually laying in bed, and it occurs some between like midnight and 3 o'clock.
So we will tell you that this time frame between midnight and 3 o'clock is when your conscious mind that carries the beta set, the beta mind, is asleep. So the alpha and delta and theta states of mind, where you are more receptive because your thinking mind, your analytical mind, is gone, you will get these little shoulder taps, these little things that you will not get in your waking beta state, you see. So now we would ask that you pay very close attention to this, because this is a sign that something or someone is reaching you. And the way that you could get this answer is, first of all, to ask within yourself and trust that your higher self can provide this answer. And second of all, in your speaking, you said, is it an animal that is trying to reach you? It is many things that are trying to reach you, you see. And it could be an animal, it could be a person, it could be a person that has passed on, that is tapping your shoulder, that is asking you to pay attention. So you must ask, and then within that time frame, that 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, you can ask to have a dream that these signs, these things that are happening to you, would be more revealed through other senses, you see. So, or you can open your eyes at 3 o'clock and notice what you see. Go outside, notice what you see. Notice the first things that are happening, what you first gaze upon, and you will begin to put the puzzle together. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that information. I'm going to do exactly that. Thank you.
Yes, namaste.
Very good. We need to release channel here unless there is one more question we take. Otherwise, we release channel.
Yes, I will be one more quick question. Hopefully it's quick. Thank you, beloved. I think I have a sense, perhaps, that my way of seeing how this ascension was going to happen for me, which was like a big jolt and I get popped through, for me and some of us may not be the case, that it may be more like we're going along in life and getting higher and higher and higher and having more and more extraordinary experiences. And then one day we go, oh, I guess I'm fully in the fifth dimension. Is that on track as how it's going to go for a lot of us? Or are we still like going to have that, need that big shove over to the other side?
The whether or not you need a big shove over to the other side or not will depend on you and your consciousness as you continue to move through this transition and your ascension process. At some point, though, in that ascension process, you will come to the realization that, yes, now you have arrived. It will be instantaneous. It will be something that will just blow your world apart here, we will say here, the world that you have known up to that point. And it will be a miraculous experience. But again, it will be leading up to that. So do not be concerned if you are not feeling the blissful feelings all the time at this point, because you are learning, you are growing, you are changing, you are remembering more and more fully who you are. And until you come to that full realization beyond any doubt of who you are, then you are still moving through the transition. Okay? Shoshana?
We have a perspective to share here. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we would ask you, how did the great Yeshua ascend? What did he do to ascend? Do you know?
I think that that Mary and the women there went over with their with the frankincense, and after he had come off the cross and poured and fully covered his body with frankincense. Is that correct?
It is not.
Isn't that pop them through? No. Okay. Okay then.
We will tell you how this one reached ascension. And it is the way you will reach ascension. If you recall, you have two natures that abide within your being. The first nature being that which is human, which is dominated by the ego. And the other nature, which is God, which is the divine, which is dominated by the heart, you see. The one Yeshua walked through life completely responding out of love. Each response that he made was from his divine nature, was love, you see. It did not matter. It did not matter what the person did, what condition he found himself in. He responded with the pure love of the divine in each respect, so that he was filled with love in each step, in each moment, because he lived from his divine nature, you see. Now, if we could all do that as humans, if we could respond to each thing that occurs in our environment, in our lives, with the pureness of the divine, with the pureness of love, we would find that our human natures are disappearing and that we are becoming that which God meant us to be, the God within, you see. So when you practice in each moment, the love response that you find that the one Yeshua practiced in each moment of his life, you will find yourself in the ascended state. Namaste.
Very good. We do need to release channel here now. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
Our message is that as we walk upon this earth and we discover the illusion all around us, we can then discover the reality of who we really are. But first we must discover the illusion and understand the illusion before we know who we are, you see. if we walk the earth as if it was the reality of our being, then we will never discover the truth, you see. So it is important that in each moment you discover the illusion and how easy it is to traverse this illusion once you know it is not real. Namaste.
Very good. And then we would add here that in order to release the illusion more and more, just find yourselves out in the nature and feel the sun and experience the intense sunlight that is coming down now. But more than see it, feel it. You can see it as well. It will be much brighter than it had been. But feel the light, feel the love coming from the solar orb and from the galactic central sun beyond that. And just as we say, feel it more and more. And it will help to release you more and more from the illusion of the third dimension. Shanti, peace be with you.
Be the one.